Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
No.
Hi guys, come spend the day with me as a non-trust fund baby.
See, it never freaking fails. A sleeve tattoo just don't talk to her at all, for any reason.
Don't you ever write nobody off.
Not even a one-night stand. Because you don't know, you might be getting her on a day where somebody really dropped the straw that broke the camel's back, and she go nuts on you. You thought you was just having a little fun shindig, and then you get your tires slashed, and you might get your life took.
That escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Think about how cringe it is to come on the internet with this type of stuff. But you would never know you're getting this type of insane asylum candidate when you're looking at their Instagram pages. Keep your eyes peeled, fellas. Keep your eyes peeled.
The only reason society does not accept people staying home and not working today is because they're not married or have kids. Because think about it, there's people who are married and they stay home and don't work, and that's perfectly fine. That's perfectly accepted.
Well, yeah, because they're raising a family, dumbass. You're just sitting there leeching off your family. They're actually bringing up the next generation.
Remember that?
So this point is very stupid, and you shouldn't have made this video.
No, if you want to just like not work for a little bit and take a little break from life, then no, that's not how dare you want to enjoy your life.
I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with, you know, a high school graduate taking a year off before college or before, you know, starting her family. But let's be honest, she's just going to get ran through by All Night Mike and Long Rod Todd. That's what she's going to do in her year off. You know, quote unquote, finding herself. When women say they're going to find herself or go on a journey, they just find a whole lot of D. And they actually think we're stupid and we don't know what's really going on.
You can't run that game on me. Just another basic woman, right?
So I'm going to be 35 in 4 weeks.
Damn.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. 35.
Ew. I'm single.
Yep.
I'm single. Slightly depressed, but not actually depressed.
I hate to tell you that you couldn't be more wrong.
No, you're depressed, and you look like you're on drugs, and you have 10,000 filters on top of this. I don't think you're going to find somebody just based off everything I'm seeing and everything I just heard. Nose Ring Chronicles. It's the Nose Ring Chronicles. Let's get it.
Drink far too much Coke Zero, but luckily it's Coke Zero, right? And do you know what? I'm waiting for my McDonald's breakfast. Let's say that properly.
Look at you. You are drunk and shit.
I think that's quite a good life to live. Genuinely. I know everyone's all like, oh, when you get 35, you've been married and have kids. No. You need to be drunk. Watching weird on your TV. I don't even know what that is. I'm waiting.
Get out of here, bitch. You're going to hell. Stop. Go ahead and repent for those sins and find you a regular daggler.
This woman is going to be good to no one. Like, I don't see her being an asset to anybody's life. Her parents, her sister, her friends. I just don't see anything good in her future. And I don't see anything good for anybody that knows her. If she's not snatched up with her life partner, you know, planning out a life by 25, there's a really, 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 really good chance she's going to end up a train wreck like this.
You don't know that.
That's how to live life. I'm f***ing winning.
Right.
If this is winning, man, women should aspire to lose. Seriously. I mean, this has to be satire, right? This just has to be satire. It gets harder to pretend like they're winning when they get to a certain age. In their 30s, it gets a lot harder. And after 35, look, nobody's going for the bullshit anymore. At this point, everybody that know her is dreading that self-deletion call. I don't even know what I could say is the best case scenario for her. It's not to find a man. I don't want that to happen, and you guys know why. Nothing good is going to come from her getting in any relationship at any point. The best scenario, she get cleaned up off the drugs and alcohol. Allegedly, don't sue me. And she learn how to fly a plane.
No way!
She learn how to knit. She started a nonprofit for other fucked up broads like her. Something like that.
I fully, 100%, wholeheartedly, zero down the world, believe that I could pull my hottest, most famous celebrity crush if I ran into him on the street. I could, without a doubt.
Please don't brag. Only fools brag. Bragging just shows you can shoot off your big mouth. If you're great, people will know it. You don't have to tell them anything. Just like I don't have to tell you. Understand?
Well, here's the thing. It's not a flex. And when you say pull, you mean pull on his nuts. Yeah, your celebrity crush would probably take a roll in the hay with you if he ran across you. That's not an accomplishment for a woman. It really isn't. Whatever celebrity that is, I'm sure he's uglier and fatter. So it's really not, you know, a badge of honor to say you can get used by a celebrity. But you're not smart enough to know that.
Read between the lines, please.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
Y'all erode your own argument by saying, live in delusion, I'm so delusional that I blank. I don't think this is delusion. To say it's delusion insinuates that it's not rooted in reality. This is absolutely rooted in reality. He would be in love with me.
I beg your pardon?
Okay, now that's where the delusion comes in. I was gonna agree with you. I was gonna say, no, she's actually not delusional to think that a celebrity would smash her. I mean, she's no supermodel, but like I said, the bar's in hell for guys, period, when it comes to what they'll smash. And we should probably up that standard, fellas. Can you imagine what the average Joe would have to do to be able to smash Rihanna? Now, that's an accomplishment. If a dude that worked at Lowe's smashed Rihanna, that's a lifetime flex. But if this chick, you know, smashed Drake one night, yeah, it's best to just keep that under wraps.
I swear to God, he could be walking down the street. We make eye contact. We exchange a couple words. I'm a little flirty. Silly goose. He's instantly in love. We go get a drink. He's in love with my charisma and my quirky antics.
Damn, bitch, you are fucked up.
He's obsessed and he can't stop thinking about me and I'm the only thing on his mind. His muse, if you will. Yeah, easy. Easy. And it's not delusion. 100% reality, completely feasible.
Hey, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
And the crazy thing is, she thinks she's gonna do all this just by flipping her hair and saying tee hee. This is how simple their minds are.
Never forget that everyone is a princess.
I would have been impressed if she would have actually said something interesting. Like, I'm gonna pull my celebrity crush by doing XYZ, and it was something more than just the most basic thing a woman could do to attract a man.
Just leaving my apartment and watched as this couple walks out to their car and the guy literally walks his girlfriend to the passenger side door, opens it for her, shuts it behind her, and like, does that happen? Like, do men like that exist in real life?
Yes, duh.
You've ignored 25 of them in junior high. And, you know, since then, another 250. They definitely exist. Now the question is, was this a guy that you would actually date if he tried to approach you?
It will be a cold day in hell.
I can't believe I watched that at home. Like, we were not in public. I was the only one watching, obviously, from my car. But, like, that is so cute. And that is a man. Like, that is a man.
But are you a woman? Are you a real woman? See, women think they deserve all this gentlemanly behavior just for existing and having long hair. You gotta earn that type of behavior. And do you realize how creepy it is that you're on the internet talking about how you were just sitting in your car watching a random couple just exist? That is creepy as fuck.
Fucking creep.
Bar is on the floor, but I was just watching that, I was like, go off, King.
Hey, folks. It's me, RB Sensei. I'm so tired of going over these dingbats. Support the content and keep the machine running. You could join for $5 via Patreon or Subscribestar, or for the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month. You get access to my normal videos one day early, as well as 2 to 3 exclusive videos a week. Now back to whatever dumb ass I was reviewing before this commercial started.
King Kong ain't got shit on me!
So I bought a man flowers today for the first time ever.
What kind of shit is that?
I thought they were pretty beautiful. And you know what he said? What am I supposed to do with them?
Exactly. They're slow. Like, why would a man want flowers? I mean, I like the thought. If she really did buy this man flowers, it could be a lie. They lie all the time on TikTok for attention. But if she did buy a man flowers, hey, thanks for thinking of a man, I guess. They don't care to put any more thought or research into it. Like, do men really like flowers? Even if she would have did a quick Google search, do men want flowers as a gift? She would have found out, you know, the answer. Hell no. I totally saw this coming. I'll just say that. I didn't need to watch to this point to know that was probably going to be the reaction he had. Pink flowers at that.
You can't make this shit up. You can't make this shit up.
What am I supposed to do with them? You know how women mostly get the flowers? Yeah, there's a reason for that. Because, like, we actually appreciate them.
Sit your ass down.
See, even when they're thinking of us, they're still thinking of them. She probably liked the flowers, bought them for herself, and then knew that he would react like that so she can keep them. And then she could still have something to shame him about later. Something like that. Have you ever seen a couple so in love on social media yet you're sleeping with one of them? Yeah, I'm sure women like you experience that all the time.
She's freaking horrible. Just a petri dish. She's sleeping with 3 or 4 dudes at a time. Doesn't want anything to do with her except for using her for a wormhole.
And I'm sure you made this video, you know, for the girlfriend to see. Or for the guy to see. And you thought, maybe this would bully him into committing to you and leaving her. It's not gonna work. Nice try, though. You're pathetic. You're gonna try so hard to break up that situation. But here's the thing. Even if you do break it up, he's still not gonna commit to you. Because if he wanted to, he would've.
Get off, get off, get off it, get off it, get off it, get off it.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.